Americans and other foreigners lined up at installations around Saigon waiting for buses was being used. It told the Vietnamese that this was the end of the line. For most of those who wanted to leave their country, this would be their last chance. Some Americans who pushed towards the bus tried to pull their Vietnamese wives and children along with them. There were desperate scenes with families separated and crying out for help, pleading not to be left behind, clutching at the last straw of hope. We rode through the streets of Saigon for more than 4 hours, unable to find a way out or anyone who could tell us where to go. At Tansanut Airport, armed paratroopers turned our buses back. At one point, we were unloaded on the Saigon waterfront, where we could see American helicopters circling the city and Vietnamese trying to escape on boats heading to the sea. No one wanted to be left in this crowd that at times was strangely quiet, but that always was on the verge of panic. We all decided to try and reach the United States Embassy, and once there, we found it surrounded by Vietnamese looking for a way in and a way out. Helicopters were landing on the roof and inside the compound as we walked to the back of the embassy. We had to push and shove our way through a crowd of several hundred Vietnamese trying to scale the walls, only to be knocked back by U.S. Marines. Once inside the compound, for the Americans and those Vietnamese who managed to get in with legal documents, and the many who managed entrance without, the rest was easy. It was just a matter of waiting your turn for a helicopter to take you to one of the ships on station off the Vietnamese coast. The American fleet had been having problems since the start of the evacuation, not with the arrival of South Vietnamese pilots and their helicopters loaded with family and friends. Hovering above the decks to unload their passengers, the pilots were unfamiliar with landing their craft on a moving ship. One crashed into the side of the USS Blue Ridge. Others managed to crash land on the deck of the ship. For those that did manage to put down, they were simply pushed over the side and into the sea by U.S. sailors.